Blair, welcome to the Mike Shimeri Show on Web Radio WCWP. Well, we're 6 days early for Halloween, but I thought I'd give you that introduction anyway. Dracula is not hosting the show, but Mike Shimeri is. 7:06. And there will be rain tonight. Maybe a little thunder and a bat flying around. Well, the bats were flying around last night for the Giants in Game 5 of the World Series. They now lead the World Series 3-2, and they win tomorrow night in Anaheim. That's it. First time they've won since 1954, but let's not get ahead of ourselves here. The song you heard was John Tesh. It was by John Tesh. It was called Wimby Thrills. And our second song is Right Now. It's coming up right now, and it is the Rippington. It's by the Rippingtons, and it's called Cruisin' Down Ocean Drive. Good evening, folks. This is Web Radio WCWP in New York, where the Mike Shimeri Show is right now. And that, well, this still is the Rippingtons with Cruising Down Ocean Drive from Life in the Tropics in 2000. And they will be part of the Three of a Kind Showcase next week with Joe Sample, but this week we have Jeff Lorber and Herb Alpert. We'll be hearing Jeff Lorber in a few songs, which should be in about 10 minutes. Right now, we go back in that time machine about 44 years to Take 5 by Dave Brubeck on Web Radio WCWP. Call us again at 516-299-2038 with any comments you have about the show, or if you just want to say hello to your humble correspondent, Mike Shimeri. Web Radio WCWP, Larry Carlton with Sleepwalk, from Sleepwalk in 1982, and also on Larry Carlton Collection, which came out in 1991, and before, or not 1990 actually, and before that, Dave Brubeck with Take 5, which was recorded in 1956, but is on Dave Brubeck's Greatest Hits, which came out in 1966. It is 7:20, and I have to admit, folks, there have been times in my life where I've really felt alone. And typically, I watch my tapes of Whose Line Is It Anyway, and I feel better, or The Simpsons, or whatever. But if you're feeling alone and need to talk, the response of Suffolk County Incorporated will be there. And they'll understand 24-hour with 24-hour anonymous and confidential counseling, information, and referral. Call 631-751-7500, 631-751-7500 if you're feeling alone and need to talk. They'll be there for you. Our first three-of-a-kind showcase of the night, Jeff Lorber, coming up.
Hi, I'm Bob McGrath.
And I'm Big Bird.
And we love to make music.
La, 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 la.
You know, music can help kids learn. Did you know that making music, any music...
Like Twinkle Twinkle Bob?
Right, like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star can help your child with language, reading, and even math.
And it's lots of fun, too.
Right. To find out how children learn and grow with music, visit amc-music.org.
And you'll see... Music works wonders.
Nowhere is that more true than right here at Web Radio WCWP. It's time for the Three of a Kind Showcase, number one tonight. Jeff Lorber is here and right now. And the first song is The Magician from 1982. We have two more coming up on The Mike Shimeri Show on Web Radio WCWP. 516-299-2038, the number for comments or whatever. Here's Jeff. This is Web Radio WCWP in New York, home to the Mike Shamiri Show right now, where you can hear smooth jazz and my voice. Now that you've heard two songs by Jeff Lorber, here's the last one. Kicking it. I'll tell you what the other two songs were after this is over. And Jeff Lorber rides off into the sunset. Web Radio WCWP, that ends our first three-of-a-kind showcase of the night. Jeff Lorber was the headliner, the guy doing the can't think of the title, but or what to call that. Hamina. I am the chef of the future. And the song was Kickin' It from Kickin' It, 2001, last year, for that Dear Prudence, a Beatles song from Midnight in 1998. And leading the whole thing off was The Magician from It's a Fact back in 1982. That was the first song he did. No, beg your pardon, that was the first album. His first solo album. Can't really get my words straight tonight. Hold on a second, please. Got the band playing behind me, because I'm here to tell you that on Wednesday, November 20th at 8 p.m., historian and folk singer George Gaines Swanson will be appearing at the Plainview Old Beth Page Public Library with a Civil War concert and talk dramatizing the Battle of Gettysburg. No tickets needed. First come, first seated. The library is located at 999 Old Country Road in Plainview opposite the Morton Village Plaza. And the number to call for them is 516-938-0077, 516-938-0077. What I was going to say about Jeff Lorber is that It's a Fact was his first solo album. His first few albums he did with the Jeff Lorber Fusion, which featured a guy named Ken Gorlick. He went on to be known as Kenny G, and he's had a great career, has he not? 50 degrees right now. Dew point 41 degrees, relative humidity 71%. Barometer 30 inches and falling, 30.30. And winds from the east at 7 miles per hour. Rain and wind late tonight, low 46. Morning rain and wind tomorrow, high 59. Here's weather reports, speak of the devil, with Birdland on Web Radio WCWP. Web Radio WCWP, it's just talk. And if that was just talk, it wasn't really much of talk. It wasn't that intelligible. It just beep, by the way, by the way. It was scat, vocalizing. And the song was by Pat Metheny Group from Still Life Talking in 1987. 10 years before that is when the song you heard before that came out. And it was Birdland by Weather Report from Heavy Weather in 1977, in case you couldn't do the math, 1987 minus 10, 1977. 25 years ago is when that album first came out. I'm surprised they haven't re-released it. When You Were Mine, remember that? Well, I'm yours. On Web Radio WCWP till 9 o'clock. This is the Mike Shamiri Show. We play smooth jazz. 516-299-2038. Call us up. Web Radio WCWP still pounding away even after we fade him off. Kim Pencil with Kim Pencil Length. Pencil Width and Pencil Length. Even though he spells his name P-E-N-S-Y-L. Yes, not only is Kim a man in this case, but his last name is spelled differently than would be spelled otherwise. Oh, yes, the song was When You Were Mine, which they vocalized throughout the song. And the album has the same name as the song. It was released in 1994. And there was nothing before that. I was about to say there was something before that, but there wasn't. Let's play chess. Well, why not? That's what they'll be doing for grades 2 to 6 at the Levittown Public Library. And when will this be? Friday, December 6th at 4 p.m. Registration begins at 9 a.m. on Monday, November 18th in the Children's Room at the Levittown Public Library. Preference will be given to Levittown Library cardholders. Beginner and experienced players are welcome to join the Long Island Chestnuts for a game of chess, again on Friday, December 6th at 4 p.m. And afterwards, you can listen to my show. Levittown Public Library, located 1 Bluegrass Lane here in Levittown, New York. Well, there in Levittown, here in the state of New York, 11756. And that means it's time for the concert calendar. Once again, woohoo. Patty Austin, Jonathan Butler, and Richard Elliott will be performing tomorrow night at the Beacon Theater. For tickets, call 212-307-7171. And on November 1st, next Friday, if you don't want to listen to my show, Dave Valentin will be performing at Costa del Sol in Union, New Jersey. For tickets, the number 908-686-4696. 908-686-4696. And on the 2nd, George Duke and Take 6 will be at the Beacon Theater once again. Again, the number for the Beacon Theater for either to see Patty Austin, Jonathan Butler, and Richard Elliott tomorrow night, or to see George Duke and Take 6 next Saturday, 212-307-7171. And on the 3rd, Pat Metheny Group will be at the Tillis Center for the Performing Arts right here on the campus of CW Post. For tickets, call 516-299-3100, 516-299-3100, or go to tillyscenter.org, TillysCenter.org. Dan Cox, come on down.
You are listening to Web Radio WCWP in Brookville, New York.
Yes, sir. Boy, when was the last time we played this? Played it a lot when the Mike Shamiri Show was in its infancy. It's High Heel Sneakers by the Urban Knights, featuring one Ramsey Lewis. This song will take us into the next hour. Again, Urban Knights, High Heel Sneakers on Web Radio WCWP. You're listening to Web Radio WCWP, home to the Mike Shamiri Show, right now. And other Friday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. And it's 8 o'clock as we finish hearing the Urban Knights with High Heel Sneakers off their album Urban Knights 4, which came out in the summer of 2001. And now it's the fall of 2002. And don't forget to set your clocks back this weekend. 1 hour, which would make it 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. As we slam dunk that song goodbye, we slam dunk Huge Groove hello with his song Slam Dunk on Web Radio WCWP. 516-299-2038 is the number to call for any comments you may have, or if you'd just like to say hello to me. My name would be Mike Shamiri. Web Radio WCWP, Joe Sample with
Hawk 2
or Strike 2. How appropriate with the World Series going on. From Ashes to Ashes in 1990, and before that, Huge Groove with Dipsy Doo Dunkaroo, no slam dunk. From, what is it? Pardon me, folks. Playdate in 2002, which is the year that we are currently in, at least for 2 months and 6 days. And then, hello, 2003. You know, by the time we reach 2010, we should start saying 20 instead of 2000 when it comes to the years. And that will be after the fall of the next few years, the winter of the next few years, and the spring and the summer. Hey, I have daily lotto numbers for you. 2, 6, and 9. And win 4, 0, 1, 2, 7. Again, daily numbers. 2, 6, 9, win 4, 0, 1, 2, 7. Here is Incognito with After the Fall, which I alluded to before, on Web Radio WCWP. Web Radio WCWP, George Benson with Affirmation from Breezin back in 1976. And it's also on The Best of George Benson, The Instrumentals, which came out in 1997, which is 2 years after Incognito's album 100 Degrees and Rising, from which After the Fall, the song you heard for George Benson, came out. And 6 years before that is the first year. It's the first year George Bush was in office, January 20th, 1989. George Herbert Walker Bush, a.k.a. Pop. I didn't know that was his nickname until I read his book, All the Best George Bush, which is letters written and journal entries, etc. Anywho, donate your vehicle, 1989, speaking of which, and newer, to the Kidney and Urology Foundation of America, formerly the National Kidney Foundation of New York and New Jersey, and receive a letter for tax purposes. Your donation will help find a cure for prostate, urologic, and kidney disease. Give to an organization you know and trust. For information, please call 1-800-63-DONATE, 1-800-63-DONATE. In all numbers, 1-800-633-66283. I think that's all of them. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass for the first one with his three-of-a-kind showcase coming up in 30 seconds.
Close your eyes and imagine you're on an unspoiled beach somewhere, sunlight streaming through the palm leaves. A paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. Because the Nature Conservancy works locally with people like you to save precious places around the world, forever. That way, closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. Nature.org.
Nature.org. Nature.org. Here's Herb Alpert. Three of a kind. Spanish Flea's the first one. On Web Radio, WCWP. Well, you're listening to Web Radio, WCWP. I'm sure you knew that. In case you didn't, you are in New York, home to the Mike Shamari Show right now. I've been pitching that all night, and I never get tired of saying, right now. This message will turn into a bird and fly away right now. Get that bird out of here. Okay, now you've heard the first two songs, Spanish Flea and Rotation. Well, now This is a Herb Alpert side you've never heard before. This song was written by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, who are known for working with Janet Jackson, among others. It's called Keep Your Eye on Me. Keep your eye and your ear on how this sounds.
Watch me!
Kind of hard to watch you when you're listening to the radio. But that'll do it for Herb Alpert and our three-of-a-kind showcase for this week. That was Keep Your Eye on Me from Keep Your Eye on Me in 1987, produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Before that, Rotation from Rise in 1979, and leading the whole thing off was Spanish Flea from Going Places in 1965 with the Tijuana Brass. And all three of those songs can be heard on Definitive Hits, Herb Alpert's latest album. And we are just 3 weeks and 2 days away from my 21st birthday. And on that day at 3 p.m., the Plainview Old Bethpage Public Library, in conjunction with the Long Island Center for Jewish Studies, will be giving me a birthday present. They'll be presenting the second session of the Sunday Afternoon Jewish Book Review Series. This series will feature a discussion of Israel in the Middle East, culture and politics. Actually, those are two separate things. Israel in the Middle East and culture and politics. For the second session, a text will be distributed for a discussion of early Zionists. The discussion is free and open to the public. And once again, the library is located at 999 Old Country Road, Plainview, opposite the Morton Village Plaza. The number is 516-938-0077, 516-938-0077. Bond, James Bond. That doesn't have anything to do with that, but what the hey. The starters tomorrow night for Game 6 of the World Series, Russ Ortiz for the San Francisco Giants, Kevin Apier for the Anaheim Angels. And with Kevin Apier starting, I have a feeling the Giants are going to win for the first time since 1948. The World Series, that is. But if they do lose and the Angels win, on Sunday night, Levon Hernandez goes for the Giants and Ramon Ortiz for the Angels. It is 49 degrees right now, partly cloudy skies. The rain is coming, though, and so's the wind. Low of 46. Tomorrow the rain will be gone, but the wind will still be here. High of 59, mostly sunny on Sunday, and that's your weekend. And now, time to hurry home and make plans for the weekend, even though there'll be rain tomorrow. This is Hurry Home. Issued and Figure It Out by Craig Chiquiso. 516-299-2038 is the number to call here on Web Radio WCWP if you'd like to tell us what you think of the show. Web Radio WCWP, 4Play, That's the Time. And the time, well, actually the time is 8:47 and 52 seconds. And that is from Heartfelt, which came out over the summer. And before that, Craig Chiquiso with Hurry Home. I'm in no hurry to get home. I don't know about you, though. Although, we're not on in your car. Anyway, that is from Shadow and Light, which also came out this year. And let's run the weather by you once again. Rain developing tonight, becoming heavy at times, lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow rain ending early in the afternoon, then becoming mostly cloudy and breezy. Highs in the lower 60s, southeast winds 15 to 20 miles per hour, they're going to shift over to the west. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s. Winds will be out of the northwest by then at around 15 miles per hour. Mostly sunny Sunday, high in the lower 60s. Monday, partly sunny. Tuesday, partly cloudy. Highs remaining in the lower to mid-50s. Our next chance of rain coming Wednesday night. And now, David Benoit. Fuzzy Logic is the song. The station is Web Radio WCWP. The show is The Mike Shamiri Show, which will be over in about 10 minutes. But Marcos Diaz is coming up right after me, if not Jay Mirabile, until he gets here. Because you never know. Web Radio WCWP, David Benoit with Fuzzy Logic from Fuzzy Logic, which came out in February of this year, and that was 8 years ago. Where does the time go? 2 months from now, it will be Christmas. It's October 25th, and that'll be December 25th. And I do believe that a Charlie Brown Christmas, beg your pardon, it's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown was on ABC tonight. At either 8 or 8:30. But here is a wonderful way to anticipate Thanksgiving holiday weekend, a delightful music program featuring We Three. This lively trio of performers will present an afternoon of music from the movies in the library community room. We Three will be singing and playing a variety of instruments to bring you some of your favorite movie songs, or your movie favorite songs, however you prefer to say it, although favorite movie sounds better. You'll also be invited to join a sing-along with the group. This program will be held Saturday, November 23rd, from 2 to 3:30 p.m. That's 90 minutes, not 30. Registration for Hempstead Village Residence will begin Saturday, October 26th. For non-residents, registration begins Saturday, November 16th. Yes, that's 3 weeks after registration begins for Hempstead Village Residents, which is tomorrow. If you're not a resident, you have to wait till 3 weeks from tomorrow. Move on to the community. Oh, yes. More information on this, contact Susan Lessie at 516-481-6990, 516-481-6990. And now it's time for the concert calendar. Tomorrow night, Patty Austin, Jonathan Butler, and Richard Elliott will be performing at the Beacon Theater in Manhattan, New York City. For those of you who don't know where Manhattan is, it could be Manhattan, Kansas, for all you know. 212-307-7171, the number to get a call for tickets, 212-307-7171. Next Friday, November 1st, Dave Valentin will be performing at Costa del Sol in Union, New Jersey. For tickets for that, to get tickets for that, call 908-686-4696. 908-686-4696. And the night after that, November 2nd, George Duke and Take 6 will be performing at the Beacon Theater. Again, the number for that, 212-307-7171. And on November 3rd, Pat Metheny Group will be performing at the Tillis Center for the Performing Arts right here on the campus of CW Post. For tickets, call 516-299-3100, 516-299-3100, or go to tilliscenter.org, tilliscenter.org. And while I have time, I want to remind you this, Dan Cox. Well, we don't have that, but I'll say it. You are listening to Web Radio WCWP in Brookville, New York. Oh, wait, here he is.
You are listening to Web Radio WCWP in Brookville, New York.
Sounded much better coming out of him than it did me. And we have one more song to go tonight, and that is by Norman Brown, and it's called Celebration. And it is not the Kool and the Gang Celebration. I'm sure many of you know how that goes, so I'm not going to sing it for you. Even though I sometimes do have the voice of a saint. Without any further ado, Here is Mr. Norman Brown. Come on down. Don't frown. And happy Halloween. It is Thursday, October 31st. I'll be here the day after. You know, I referred to a saint, All Saints Day. I'm Jewish, and I know these things. Good night, everybody.